They're out this week. In fact, you can probably see all their cars parked in those special spaces at National Airport. Congress, we're talking about. But they return next week from the July 4th recess. So what's likely to top the agenda for Congress? Well, Ian Swanson is a news editor for the Hill newspaper, and he joins us with a quick look ahead. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Tom. It's good to be here.
All right, let's run down the major parts of the agenda first, and then we'll get to what they're likely to step on first.
Well, sure. Well, most of the action is really in the Senate, which has to complete work on a lot of things that the House has already done. The big agenda items for them are finishing up the Wall Street Conference report. That's really the second biggest legislative achievement that President Obama hopes to get to his desk this year. And also an extension of unemployment benefits that the Senate hasn't been able to agree to yet.
Okay, so those are the two big ones. Which one is very first? Is it going to be Wall Street?
It's likely to be Wall Street because that should be in the bag right now. Senator Scott Brown, the Republican from Massachusetts, over the weekend said some very flattering things about the Wall Street bill. He didn't quite say he was going to vote for it, but he came about as close as he can. Democrats had already won the vote of Susan Collins of Maine and Maria Cantwell, a Democrat from Washington, who had earlier voted against the bill. So they should be close to their magic 60 number now to get that across the finish line.
There are some bills out there, though, that specifically impact the federal community, like hiring forms, cybersecurity bills, things like that. Do they run the risk of slipping through the cracks because the Wall Street bill is going to be so huge and is going to take up so much time?
Not so much about Wall Street, I think, but the Senate agenda is really packed in July. They're only going to be here for 4 weeks, and aside from the unemployment benefits and the financial regulatory reform bill, the Senate is hoping to get a small business bill through the Senate, and the big one is really the confirmation of Kagan to the Supreme Court. They want to get that done before the August recess, and that's going to be a big challenge.
Well, just explain for us how that's a challenge, because my understanding was that the hearings were over. Can't they just vote?
Sure, the hearings are over, but they don't have the 60 votes. I think the Republicans are likely to try to stretch it out just as long as they can. And there is the danger of losing a couple of Democratic votes on Kagan as well.
So what is it then that federal agencies should be watching for as we progress through the next 4 weeks? Because that's a very tiny amount of time to get these very big, large, headline above the fold issues through the Senate.
Well, I think one thing to watch for is to see how fast the Senate can take care of some of these other issues. For example, if they're able to get through the Wall Street reform bill and the unemployment benefits the first week that they're back, that would really be helpful. That would free up some time, and you might get to things like cybersecurity. So that's what I'd be hoping for if I was rooting for some of these other bills to get to the floor.
We're speaking with Ian Swanson. He's news editor at The Hill. And speaking of the budget and all that, when they come back after there's a recess in 4 weeks from now, they'll be back between the end of August and the end of September. What's the schedule leading into the end of the fiscal years, I guess what I'm driving at?
The schedule is going to be all about the elections, of course, after August. Actually, in the House, it's already about the elections. The House has trimmed back its schedule between now and the August recess from 4 weeks to 3 weeks, which I think reflects the fact that they don't have quite as much to do as the Senate, but also that both parties are so focused on who's going to win in November that that's where their real attention and energy is going. Once they're back after the August recess, they only have 4 full weeks of time scheduled here, the last 3 weeks of September and the first week of October.
So from what you've seen on the Hill and the work that you've been doing, where do these specifically federal bills fall on the priority list? I mean, clearly not top of mind. That would be the elections. But if not the top of mind, then where on the plate would they land?
Honestly, I think they're below a lot of these other things. I think that the biggest driving agenda item for Democrats between now and the election is going to be doing anything they can to help the economy, to create jobs, and to get these benefits to people who are unemployed right now. I think that's where much of the attention is going to be the next few months. Democrats also have this campaign finance bill that's a response to the Supreme Court decision on Citizens United. This is a legislation that would reimpose some restrictions on corporate funding of campaign ads. The Democrats see that as an issue that they really want to play up before the elections. So that's something that I think is at least going to get a lot of airtime right now, and it's going to be a big priority for the party, even though I think a lot of people are very skeptical that it'll actually get to the president's desk.
But because it's such a priority for the Democrats and there's so much heat around it, it sounds like it's the type of issue that could burn up a lot of floor debate time.
Yeah, it could. It's already passed through the House, but it's quite possible it could get to the floor, even if it doesn't go beyond the floor. They might decide that a procedural vote that prevents it from moving forward, where they can portray it as Republicans blocking it, they might decide that that's something that we like, that will play well for us in the election.
And I know you don't have a crystal ball, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but of those bills that directly impact the federal community, like the hiring reforms introduced by OPM and the cybersecurity bills, things of that nature, what might even have the best chance of maybe getting close to getting through? I'm trying to find a little happy for our listeners.
Sure. I like the cybersecurity bill. There was a letter sent just last week by Majority Leader Harry Reid, along with six Senate committee chairs who all have jurisdiction over cybersecurity. They were asking the White House to weigh in on the issue as the Senate is crafting cybersecurity legislation that would try to achieve coordination across the government. I think that shows at least that it's on the agenda, that it's something that they're thinking about. And I think that in terms of the election, there's nothing. It's probably not going to win them tons of votes to move a cybersecurity bill, but it's not something bad to try to move, and it might be something where they can get some agreement between the parties. I think a challenge there, though, is some of the fighting over jurisdiction that you could see in the federal government.
Okay, Ian Swanson is news editor of The Hill. Ian, thanks so much for joining us and providing us with your insight. We're going to be checking back with you as these bills move through the halls of Congress.
Thanks a lot.